here's a story from The World.
In Honduras, many people are celebrating a criminal trial that wrapped up in New York City last week. Tony Hernandez, a brother of Honduran President Juan Orlando Hernandez, was sentenced to life in prison for drug trafficking. The Hernandez brothers have both long been suspected of connections to organized crime. As The World's Jorge Valencia reports, a conviction in a U.S. court is raising all kinds of questions about corruption in Honduras.
In the days leading up to his brother's sentencing, President Hernandez posted a flurry of drug busts to his Twitter account. One was about a one-engine plane carrying cocaine, another about a pickup truck hauling narcotics. And when the federal judge in New York City sentenced the president's brother to life in prison for drug trafficking, President Hernandez wrote his government aggressively enforces the law and that his brother's trial was an injustice. But many Honduran citizens felt very differently. They celebrated with fireworks. Several dozen people wearing face masks gathered in the Honduran capital of Tegucigalpa. Most of them danced, a few waved Honduras's white and blue flag. In between songs, some would chant that President Hernandez himself would be next to stand before an American judge. People celebrated like it was Christmas or New Year's, explains Ramon Barrios, a retired judge and a professor of constitutional law at the National Autonomous University of Honduras. The conviction of Tony Hernandez for what federal prosecutors in New York called state-sponsored drug trafficking confirmed what many Hondurans had long suspected. And Barrios says it shows Honduran institutions' inability to hold those in power accountable.
Con mucha vergüenza que Estados Unidos, que Nueva York, haga justicia.
It is shameful, Barrios says, that justice is being served in the United States and not in Honduras. President Hernandez was implicated as a co-conspirator in his brother's case and two other federal cases in New York City. But the chances of that happening in Honduras?
No, descártelo. El fiscal general del estado que lo tiene que
No, you can forget about that, Barrios says. He explains that President Hernandez's government has been tainted by claims of corruption since before he was elected. Hernandez had previously served in Congress and was accused of stealing from government coffers to fund his presidential campaign. And once in office, Barrios says, Hernandez overstepped his authority by removing virtually all members of the Supreme Court, appointing close allies, and also appointing a member of his party as attorney general. Adrienne Pine is a professor at American University currently doing research in Honduras. She says that President Hernandez has allowed drug traffickers to freely operate.
There is sort of this chain of impunity for people who are implicated and carrying out violence on behalf of the current sitting president so that he can enrich himself and his colleagues.
And so independent watchdogs who seek to hold the Honduran government accountable have an uphill battle. Lester Ramirez is with the Association for a More Just Society in Tegucigalpa.
Of course, we're tackling right now corruption and justice. We also tackle security, human rights, studies on migration also.
All of which in Honduras is dangerous work. Activists are routinely harassed. Just 2 weeks ago, Carlos Cerros, a representative of the indigenous Lenca people, was fatally shot after opposing a new hydroelectric power station in his community. And 5 years ago, Dionisio Garcia was fatally shot after campaigning for the rights of women workers. Lester Ramirez says transparency advocates like himself have to be very careful.
In terms of learning how to be very, very protective of what you say, what you do, because we've had, you know, examples, you know, I've had personal experiences also. So, you know, you learn from those things.
Ramon Barrios, the constitutional law professor, says the consequences of this level of impunity and corruption in Honduras are far-reaching.
Yo veo que los Estados Unidos están quejando de la cantidad de inmigrantes, de hondureños sobre todo, que van hacia los Estados Unidos.
Barrios says the United States getting tens of thousands of asylum seekers every year from Honduras is a consequence of corruption in his country. And that, he says, is a problem that the United States can no longer ignore. For The World, I'm Jorge Valencia.